Our next piece will take you to Assam in the northeasternmost part of India. For decades, the state of Assam has been fighting insurgencies. The most recent ethnic clashes in 2014 left hundreds displaced. The problems are aggravated by the bad infrastructure in the region. Many people in Assam live along the Brahmaputra River, on its many river islands that can only be reached by boats. Life is not easy for those living in these remote places, but there are some efforts to improve their lot. Sudeshna Chaudhary took a boat to one of these river islands and has this story.
I'm travelling on a small boat on a sidearm of the Brahmaputra River on my way to visit Mesaki, one of the many river islands or chars in Assam. The river is about a kilometre wide here, its muddy waters carving into the thick brown soil of the serene green islands. The tranquility of the place is occasionally interrupted by the churning of the water or the cock-a-doodle-doo of a rooster. There are more than 2,000 such river islands in Assam. Peppered along the course of the river Brahmaputra, these islands are prone to perennial floods. The situation worsens during the monsoon as the river swells and carries with it subsequent chunks of soil, causing these islands to shrink in size. It is almost noon. I have just arrived at the island of Mesaki. The boat is being tethered by the riverbank where it will stay overnight. This is Ramakant Yadav, a 60-year-old farmer from Mesaki Island.
During floods, we build a higher platform inside the house and leave it to God. You never know, someday everything might get flooded and we might die.
For 57-year-old Dhiresh Burman, floods have added to his misery by pushing him into debt. As a farmer, he has little hope of being able to ever pay back his debt.
There are years when we do farming and have nothing to eat. There's no peace. The flood can destroy all our crops, and we're not free from our debt. Sometimes we've had to borrow money from other villagers, and I still haven't managed to pay them back.
Both Yadav and Burman are here to visit the boat by the riverbank. This boat is not an ordinary fishing boat, a boat that is used to ferry people. This is actually a boat clinic. To ensure those living here have access to basic healthcare facilities, a group of doctors, nurses, and community workers make monthly trips to these islands by boat, carrying with them medicines and vaccines. It is a welcome service, because for locals here, a trip to the nearest hospital can take half a day. A makeshift tent has been set up by the riverbank and patients are trickling in. An hour later, the tent is bursting at the seams. There is hardly place to stand. A nurse is now looking at the hemoglobin report of a woman who is 3 months pregnant. Another patient complains of high fever and shivering to a doctor. Sanjay Hazarika, a journalist, came up with the concept of such health clinics when he heard of this incident about a woman dying during childbirth. By the time the woman arrived, the ferry that could get her to the nearest hospital had already left and the woman died. He applied for funding and that is how the first boat clinic in 2005 was set up. But to even get to the boat clinics, it can be a two-hour-long walk for the villagers. And the trek can be a difficult one, as I found out.
We are on our way to Ram Singh, one of the villages on the river islands. I just got stuck in the mud, because the roads are really bad. There's a lot of mud and you can barely walk. The mud is really slippery, but I can only walk bare feet to reach the villages. So you can imagine how difficult it must be for the villagers to come to the boat clinics or to access, for that matter, any healthcare services.
I have now arrived at the village of Ram Singh. Most of the villagers here live in mud huts with thatched roofs. The families make a living mainly from farming. Local resident Tutumuni Boro talks to me while her husband ploughs the field. I ask her what she does if she needs to see a doctor.
We only go to see the doctors if they arrive by boat. Otherwise, we go without. We don't have any other facilities.
The region is vastly untouched by modern technology. Pure drinking water and 24-hour electricity are luxuries that only a few people can afford. Widespread poverty and lack of opportunity prompt many young people to move away from their homes. 30-year-old Ramakant Yadav, a community worker at the health clinic, was one of the first people to leave his village in search of education and work.
Before, people wouldn't leave the islands to look for opportunities, but now a lot of them are going to Kerala. They say they can earn more money over there. After class 5, there were no schools in my village, and I told my parents that I wanted to study. So I went to a neighbouring district to continue my education, but I had to cover all the expenses. From class 9 onwards, I started giving tuition to students. I was working in a pharmacy, and that's how I earned my living.
Often the schools in the area have to be shut down due to floods, particularly during the monsoon months. At other times, books do not arrive on time, said 25-year-old Rajesh Yadav, a former teacher from one of the schools. Yadav now works as a community health worker at the boat clinic.
When there are floods, the place is underwater for 2 to 5 days. Sometimes we couldn't get books on time. We would also cook food in the school and feed the kids, but sometimes there would be no food and we couldn't feed them.
Shibhanath Berman studies in grade 3 and he dreams of becoming a teacher one day. He loves football, but there are days when he cannot make it to school.
My school's uniform had become old and then they gave us a new one. The teacher is not there and school is shut for many days, so I stay at home.
Life is hard on the islands, the villagers tell me. For women in particular, the hard work, which on top of the housework involves working for almost the whole day at paddy fields, can take a toll on their health. Often they have to rush to the boat clinics to seek immediate relief.
My name is Srimati Gita Sil and I'm a farmer. I have 2 kids, a boy and a girl. I often suffer from body pain because I work long hours in the paddy fields. I'm here at the clinic to get an injection.
Early marriage is quite common among women from this region. Parvati Yadav is a mother of 5. She got married at the age of 13.
So she's saying that she had her first kid when she was 17 and she got married at the age of 13. She's saying that dowry is an issue here, so she will try her best to give as much as possible when she gets her daughters married off.
Hundreds of people in these remote areas are struggling like the villagers of Mesaki Island. But despite many challenges, 35-year-old Savita Singh Yadav, who works at a local school, is optimistic about the future. A mother of 4, she dreams for a better future for all her children. She also encourages other parents to send their kids to school.
We go door to door and now even use phones to convince parents that they should send their kids to school. I hope that my kids will know more than we did and study more than we have. To make that happen, we'll do whatever it takes.
She's convinced that education will help improve the prospects of the local children. Services like the boat clinics, along with bringing healthcare, are also changing people's outlook, thus making a big difference in their life in this remote region. Damayanti Das, a nurse who has been part of the clinic for the last 6 years, and Dr. Juganta Kumar Deori, a doctor who has been working at the boat clinics for 2 years, say that attitudes are changing.
Over the past 2 years, the attitude of women has changed. Earlier, they used to report their problems to the other community workers, and we then had to learn from them. But now, the women talk to us directly.
It's a good sign, I think. A lot of them were hesitant to get their kids vaccinated in the beginning, but our efforts have paid off and things are slowly improving.
Along with running immunization programs, the clinic also organized antenatal checkups. Finally, dusk has set in. The unit wraps up for the day. The unused medicines and vaccines are being hauled across the boat. The medical unit gathers around for an early dinner. Tomorrow morning, the boat will leave for the next leg of the journey, another river island. For DW, this is Sudeshna Chaudhary in Assam, India.